Warrant Officer Mark Scorgi, congratulations on Sports Official of the Year here at the Team Army Sports Awards. What does that mean to you?
It's a fantastic honour to be allowed to stand amongst the other people I was nominated with. It's also a very nice pat on the back to show the recognition for the work that not only me, but everyone else who's around me and part of the support team have put into getting us to where we are. We're a pretty professional programme now, and that's not just my thing. I accept this on all the members of the staff.
There's a lot of unsung heroes, aren't there?
There's a hell of a lot of unsung heroes. It just isn't just myself. You know, I'm a front man for a pretty big team that goes back to the administration staff, whether it be the technicians, the volunteers who come in and help work the team tirelessly. These guys are the real unsung heroes. And obviously the people who got me involved in this in the first place are the ones who I really need to say thank you to.
Now, you've beaten off some stiff competition. You specialise in alpine sports. You beat off nominations from powerlifting and indeed Premier League football. That really is some achievement.
Yeah, that threw me a bit. I wasn't expecting that one. I quite honestly wasn't expecting to be stood here now. You kind of feel sorry for the guys who didn't get the recognition they deserved, really. If we could have had three winners up there, that would have been fantastic.
Now, Team Army funds forces sport and helps thousands of servicemen and women play sport every day. So in your opinion, how important is Team Army as a charity within the Army?
The Team Army is coordinated bringing in the funds from all the charitable sources. It's focused and helped all the smaller sports get a fairer bite of the cherry, and it's also helped the likes of ourselves to get out there and be able to compete competitively against other nations. Bear in mind, we're just a service team, we're not a national team, yet we're considered and held above some of the national teams in the world, and that couldn't be done without the support of teams like Team Army.
Congratulations to you, Mark.
Thank you very much.